So first of all, let's talk real briefly and kind of come up with a definition for what cooperation is and how it is different from just getting kids to obey you. So what ideas do you have for that?
The one the kids buy into, the others they don't.
Okay. So we get kids buy-in. What other ideas?
Cooperation is their choice, whereas obeying really isn't.
Okay. So it's more their choice. What other ideas do you think? Okay. You've really pretty much hit some of the key points, which is that we're working more together as a team. We're looking at win-win solutions. It's more children's choice, and so they're voluntarily cooperating rather than just following a command or an order. And one of the real critical points that we're really going to focus on today, and actually another teleseminar, is that children are self-motivated to cooperate for more internal rewards, or because they understand the value of the request rather than being motivated either by an external motivator, such as a bribe or a reward, or out of fear. It's more internal. So that's the difference. So we're really going to be talking about which tools, not just get kids to do what you want them to do, because there's a variety of ways to do that, but how you can actually get them to cooperate and buy in, have them voluntarily choose to do what you say, hopefully the first time that you ask. So moving on to the next one, let's just take a real quick 1 minute or two to talk about the reasons why we want to avoid those external motivators. I am going to do a special teleseminar. I am hoping to bring in an expert whose research I quote all the time as a guest expert for that, and talk about why bribes, rewards, praise, incentives, sticker charts, very common techniques that lots of parents use and lots of professionals recommend, why they will give you a quick fix, but they won't always work in the long run and can actually cause more problems. So graduates, I know that we've talked a lot about this in class, and so I want to hear from you guys, but anybody can answer the next question. So the first blank in this area is that these external motivators do work as a quick fix. And so quick fix is how you fill in that blank. But I'd like to hear three reasons why bribes and rewards and sticker charts and all those external motivators, why don't those work in the long run, or what kind of problems do they cause in the long run?
They have to be something that the child's interested in.
Okay. So the child has to want the bribe. That's one of them.
The people offering them the external motivator could not be the parents at some point in time.
Okay, and so we would be concerned about what it is that they're bribing the child to do. Yes, we don't want kids to just, like, blindly take candy from a stranger. What else?
When they get to be adults, maybe they expect stuff in return for doing stuff that they don't need a reward for.
Okay, so they become addictive. It's like there has to be an incentive to motivate, and if that's not there, they're going to be less likely to do it. And we all know in the adult world there's lots of things you just have to do. They need done, not because you're going to be doing your laundry or doing your dishes, then I want to trade places with you. We don't get any payoffs for doing that other than the intrinsic ones, which are we have clean clothes and clean plates. And if I start out now paying my child a quarter for good grades or giving them an M&M to do what I want, what happens in the long run often?
It increases to greater rewards.
Yes. Eventually, the bribe or the incentive has to continually get bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's the third one. And you actually may have four answers there because having somebody else bribe the child. So we actually came away with four answers to that one. So that's what we don't want to do. You guys are on the list for the teleseminar reminders, so I will be letting you know when we do a special workshop on that. And if a professional is telling you to use a chart, or you do want to use charts but not have the same kind of long-term negative outcomes, we'll have a special teleseminar just on that topic. So stay tuned for that one. So that's what we don't want to do, and I always make the promise if I ever tell you what not to do, I will always give you at least one, if not more, ideas for what you can do instead.